With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, December 7th. This is the pre-show. Thank you guys for joining us this morning, and thank you for checking in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. You can call us, you can text us anytime during the show at 702-364-9400. We have Andre checking in this morning. So is Nelsie, Lance, Jim, Zach, Melissa, Francis, Rocky, Jim. Judy is checking in. So is Rudy, Sap, Sandel, Deborah, Turtle and Boople, Scotty C, Rick, Diana, and Sarah. And then checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM, we have Karen checking in this morning. So is Mike, Joe. Aaron is checking in, and so is Corey. So thank you guys for that. Good morning.
Nice amount of check-ins on a Monday morning. I like
know,
hearing that.
More than usual. So that means a lot of you guys are up and about, which to me is interesting because I've just noticed in the last few weeks that when I come in, not that there's a ton of people that are on the roads when I come in the morning, but there's a lot less than there used to be. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more because of the stay-at-home orders that are going on right now, but coming in this morning, it was like, I think I saw a couple tumbleweeds. There was no one. I'm like, today is Monday, right? I literally had to check myself for a second. I'm like, okay, it's not a weekend, right? I was so confused.
I think you and I have both done that before in the past, where you wake up on the weekend thinking it's maybe a work day and you kind of get up and do a couple of things. Have you ever taken it so far? And anyone out there listening, taking it so far, you wake up on a Saturday morning and your mindset's just in a different mindset and you think it's a Monday or a work day, you get dressed and you get all the way to the office and realize, wait a second, today's Saturday or Sunday.
I've done that, not in that context exactly, I've done that on a Memorial Day, on a Monday, where I forgot we had Memorial Day off. And so I got up, I got all ready, and then I was just, I just had a feeling and things were playing out as I was driving and I was like, oh, it's Memorial Day. And so I just turned around and went back home. So that has happened to me before.
I remember when Sean Tempesta first started working here, Sean, who does afternoons here at the radio station, there was some day that it was a holiday, but not a holiday that we take off at the radio station. And he just assumed we had off. We all had work that day. And I remember in the afternoon, our boss like, where's Sean? And like calling him, he was like, hey, I'm at home. Why? He's like, we work today. Like, oh, I thought we had off today. And I forget what the holiday was. It was a day where we the radio station never takes off.
I think it was like Columbus Day or Veterans Day.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, Columbus Day.
Who knows?
One of those ones. And he's at home, you know, just relaxing, thinking he has a day off. And then our boss is like, no, man, we're all at work today. Oh, I'm on my way.
It is definitely a Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
It was nice. It was relaxing. I think my weekends are like rinse and repeat, kind of the same thing every weekend. Fridays, it's the night. We go out and do sushi. So we did our sushi on Friday night, and then Saturday night is the night that we cook, and it was Italian night at my house on Saturday night. Had some pasta, some sauce, a nice little salad. It was a nice dinner on Saturday night, and then Sunday, I didn't even watch that much football yesterday. Just went out to the barn with the horses, went to the gym, and then just worked and got ready for the week.
Are you actually going to the physical gym, or are you doing your gym in the backyard?
No, I'm going to the physical gym.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym. So they're at 25% capacity, spaced out. It's not that crowded, but I'm going to the physical gym, yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, I'm with you. I usually have a very uneventful weekend, but this was the first weekend that it was actually eventful for me. I was shocked. I went to the mall, but not to shop. It was like very quick. We just really wanted to get our kids their annual Santa picture. We've been going to see Santa at the Fashion Show Mall for years, 16 years. Yeah, it's been forever. And we have a picture with Santa. We call him Santa Bob. We love Santa Claus, but we call him Santa Bob. And we found out Santa Bob will be there, and we got the hours that Santa was going to be there. And so we literally parked underneath the Fashion Show Mall at the exact escalator that you come up to see Santa. We ran in there. We had a reservation. We walked right up to him, took our picture, said hello, and walked right out. Like, we did not stick around, because that was the first time I've been to the mall since before March, because I don't think I went to the mall in March. February,
wow.
Maybe even January. And so, you know, we're trying to be really careful. And so we were just wanted to get that picture done. And so we went, and they had it set up really nice, where they had like these two boxes for you to sit on, and Santa was back behind. And I want to say maybe there was even our partition. I can't remember. Everyone had to wear a mask, including Santa Claus. And so we snapped our picture. We got it printed out. We're like, bye. And then we just left.
I love it. Because that was, you mentioned that last week, that you're kind of worried that the tradition of every year with Santa's helper, the same Santa helper every year, this might be the area that you guys didn't get it, and you got it done. That's good.
Yeah, we were very happy about that. It was super fast, but it was something. It was getting the kids out of the house, which I'm sure they were happy about. I know we all were kind of like, oh, I want to go shopping, I want to walk around, but we were just trying to be careful, so we didn't do that. So it was very exciting for us this weekend.
That's where there are other people in line, because I saw
not a soul.
Someone posted a picture of Santa's helper at the Meadows Mall. It was just Santa hanging out by himself.
It was really sad, actually. While they were getting the picture set up, I was kind of chit-chatting with Santa, and he had said how it's just very slow.
Yeah.
No one's coming in there. And, I felt bad. And I was like, you know what's great, though? This time of year next year, you're going to have a long line. It's going to be great. He's like, I certainly hope so.
You'll be wishing for that moment of quietness that you had, Santa.
You got to look towards the future on that. But yeah, so that was very exciting. Hopefully you guys had a good, safe weekend. And let's kick things off.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right. Busy morning this morning. Let's get to it. Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul are trending. Mayweather made the big announcement yesterday, confirming an exhibition match between the two. It's happening on February 20th of 2021. Now, Mayweather's last official fight was against Conor McGregor in 2017, which he won through TKO, improving his undefeated record to 50-0. Well, Logan Paul's record is 0-1. The YouTuber losing his only fight to British YouTuber KSI in 2019. More than a week ago, his brother Jake Paul knocked out former Knicks guard Nate Robinson on the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. undercard.
Yeah, that man, he knocked him out. Oh, that guy went down. He became a meme right after that one. Would you step in the ring with Floyd Mayweather? I know it's an exhibition fight, but watching how these guys fought during this Tyson fight, I wouldn't step in the ring with Mayweather. Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess they have rules that he can't hit him in the face.
Oh, yeah, really?
So, still no. Yeah. But I mean, it's just a moneymaker thing. It's not going to be and guaranteed Floyd will win. I think it's already set that he's going to win. There's no way he's going to go risk losing to a YouTuber. Mm. I mean, come on. Let's just take it for what it is. So, no, I would never do that. Not ever. But I just think that this is completely set up.
Is this the same company with Snoop Dogg and that put on the last fight, you're saying? Is this the same group? Because then we get Snoop Dogg on commentary. And there's rumblings now, too, of Tyson having another fight against Evander Holyfield. Those two having one of those exhibition fights like we saw Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. seeing Holyfield Tyson for the third time.
Yeah, I don't know. I can look that up. I have no clue if it's the same group that's doing it. But either way, if you want some entertainment, some quick entertainment, it's probably going to be pretty quick. So there you go. That's trending this morning. Also trending this morning is MTV Awards. So Vanessa Hudgens hosted the 2020 MTV Movie and TV Awards last night. Greatest of All Time So the show paid tribute to major moments in movies and TVs from the 80s until today. It wasn't just in the last year. So a lot of categories. Let's run through some of them. Chadwick Boseman, he was posthumously honored and received the Hero of the Ages honor from Robert Downey Jr. and Don Cheadle, some of his Marvel co-stars. The legendary Lip Lock Award went to Selma Blair and Sarah Michelle Gellar for their kiss in Cruel Intentions. I think if you saw that movie, you can't forget that scene. And then the comedy giant was Kevin Hart. Jamie Lee Curtis won for Scream Queen, and the Shiro Award went to Gal Gadot.
Oh, that's cool. I like how they kind of honored from movies past, as they can't really do an award show right now. It's hard to, plus there weren't that many movies that came out this year to honor.
Exactly. So I thought it was a good spin on it, and you got some flashbacks to some movies that maybe you hadn't thought about for a long time. And not only that, but like they honored Footloose for Best Dance, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Footloose. I haven't even thought about Footloose in ages.
I wonder if it's a good debate. Is Footloose the best dance? Kevin Bacon the best dance scene from a movie? And that came out in the early 80s. There's been nothing better since that. I mean, I love Footloose. I love Kevin Bacon. But is there a better dance scene since that? Like, it came out in the 80s.
I would argue yes. I don't have an answer right offhand. But at the first thing that popped into my mind was that last dance scene in Dirty Dancing.
That's another great one,
like,
yes.
The lift and all that. I'm like, wait a second. How could we forget that? So that's definitely debatable on that one. Also trending this morning is Dionne Warwick. Man, she is hilarious. First of all, the singer has been having some celebrity exchanges on Twitter that have been making people smile. First, she decided that she wanted to go after Chance the Rapper on Saturday, tweeting, "Hi, at Chance the Rapper. If you are very obviously a rapper, why did you put it in your stage name? I cannot stop thinking about this." She followed it by tweeting, "I am now Dionne the singer." He responded. I think he was in shock. He said, "Sorry, I'm still freaking out that you know who I am. This is amazing." She wrote back saying, "Of course I know you. You're the rapper. Let's rap together. I'll message you." Then she moved on to The Weeknd, tweeting, "The Weeknd is next. Why? It's not even spelled correctly because he doesn't have that E in the Weeknd." So then she wrote, "If you have the in your name, I'm coming for you. I need answers today." So maybe worth a follow on Twitter. She's pretty hilarious. And then Netflix is trending this morning. People are angry at the streaming service, the streaming window for the 2018 adaptation of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas ended Friday, December 4th. People began to realize the movie was no longer available this weekend. Many were upset, saying that it was a part of their family's regular holiday viewing, and of all months to take it away, you picked December? What are you thinking? One person summed it up with their tweet saying, "Okay, but at Netflix is really the Grinch who stole Christmas for removing the Grinch movie in December." People are very upset about this. No word on if it'll be back from Netflix, so that may have been it. And there you go. That's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1312.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It is December 7th. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. If you're up early, what are you doing up so early? I always wonder, what's everyone doing up so early? I mean, obviously, when you do a morning radio show, you're up early. What are you doing up so early this morning? We want to know. Text us. Call us, 702-364-9400. I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, I see cars, too, driving. Like, where are they going? Are they going to work? Are they coming from work? Are they just run down to get some coffee? What's their agenda? What's their deal this morning? Let us know. That's always fun.
It's always, interesting to hear what your schedule is like. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. So Friday, I made, right around this time, a statement that my plan was for the weekend was to put up some Christmas lights. And you nearly fell out of your chair in laughter when I said it.
I did. I even had flashbacks to it over the weekend, and I still continued to laugh about it.
What's so funny, I was talking to my mom on Friday night, and she had the same reaction. She goes, "Mercedes' reactions were the exact same reaction I had. I started belly aching laughing." She said, "You're not putting up Christmas lights." I'm like, "Oh, you doubters. Yes, I am." Well, I didn't put up any Christmas lights.
No. What a shock. I know. I am just completely beside myself. You did not put up Christmas lights?
Here's the deal, though. I did order a wreath. I got a wreath. I went to Lowe's.
You got to start out small, I guess.
You really do. I went to Lowe's on Saturday, and it was a lot going on at Lowe's, and there were lines and stuff, and I didn't see the wreath that I liked. I just felt a lot of pressure. So I backed out and ordered a wreath online. It gets here on Wednesday. Now, the reason I wanted to do my house is because my neighbor, who never hangs up Christmas lights, he normally is away for Christmas. He's here now for Christmas, and he went all out. So his house looks beautiful. I actually saw him Friday night, and his house looks great. So I felt I needed to do something to represent the Christmas spirit in my house. So that's why this year, at some point, hopefully, I'll put something up.
Is this the first time you're decorating the outside of your house?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I mean, because I know you guys are typically out of town. It's not like you just all of a sudden got hit with the holiday spirit. It's like you, when you leave, you're like, oh, why do it? So that's really neat that you guys are doing that.
And yeah, and so I've been a homeowner. Well, I've rented my house for a while, too. But so I've been in a house since 2005. I have yet to decorate the outside of my house. So if I do it this year, at least with the wreath, it'll be my first attempt at outdoor decorations. So we'll see what happens.
That's great. I highly recommend it. I feel like it really puts you in that holiday spirit. It's fun to, you know, come home and see the lights or whatever you have out there. It's funny because the way our house is set up, I told you about my neighbor across the street. We've got our house decorated in holiday lights. We have multicolored lights all over our house.
Love it.
The neighbors across the street who we kind of compete with as far as decorations go with, they have white and red. It's very beautiful. So when I drive up at night, I feel it's so funny because we both have the same exact two trees in our front yards, and they're all wrapped up in the lights, and it looks like there's about to be a showdown between the trees. It looks like their arms are up like, you want some of this? You want some? And they're like, oh no, we are on the red and white team. We want some. You want some? And I got to take a picture of it. It's so funny. Every time we go on our walk and we start walking back, I start playing the tree gang scenario in my head. It's like, oh, you know, you're not multicolored. Oh, yeah, we're going to go down. We're going to throw down. And then the other trees are fighting. So I always picture that in my head.
You keep your lights on all night long, or are they on a timer and they turn off at a certain time?
Ours are on a timer. They're stay on all night because when I leave in the morning, they are still on. I'm like, well, maybe we should just keep ours on. But then I get that Nevada power bill and it's like, yeah, we're good.
You want to save some money.
I think ours go off at midnight. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah.
You get a good run at night. What about your Christmas tree? Because my neighbor, the way his Christmas tree is set up, you can see it. He has it on display by a window. So when you're outside, you can see his tree. And he turns it on at night and he keeps it on all night long. I think he turns it off during the day, but I'm assuming when he's sleeping at night, that tree is still lit up. Do you keep your tree on all night long?
No, we don't. We keep it on during the day, though. First thing in the morning, my husband turns it on, so it's nice when I get home. It's nice and lit up, even if it's during the day. But yeah, we turn it off at night. That's actually a big topic of discussion in my house because the rule is if you're the last person upstairs, you've got to turn it off. And sometimes if it's my daughter, she forgets to. And so I wake up in the morning, I'm like, Hoden, turn off the Christmas tree. Come on. And so, yeah, that's kind of our rules. I'm very excited that you're getting into the holiday spirit this year. Not for the first time, but decorating for
the
first
time.
On the outside,
yeah. We'll see what happens. so plan is Wednesday.
Yeah, but I still believe you will never, ever put up lights. Not by yourself, at least.
Man, you and my family.
I had a friend. I just remembered. I had a friend who sent me a guy that she used. Where is it? Oh, I totally spaced this. She sent it to me on Friday. Where is it? 4JC. He's awesome. Did our lights. Very reasonable. So
oh, good.
I have a name. Our guy is really good too. He can be a little pricey depending on what you want to do, but I don't know about this guy.
I want to start simple. I want to start basic. So maybe send me your, if you want to send me your guy, another guy, I'll price him out. And I got to do something. I really do. I want to start simple.
It's very exciting. You are going to look forward to driving up to your house. That's for sure.
All right. We have a lot coming up on today's show. So we have that big concert announcement. We told you about it on Friday. We said it was 7:30. Concert announcement is happening at 8 a.m. Yes, a concert announcement. That's going to be a good one, too.
I'm excited. A lot of people were talking about it, sending us messages over the weekend. Like, wait, concert?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Yeah, we've got a concert announcement to make. You definitely don't want to miss that.
And then back this week in the 6 a.m. hour and the 8 a.m. hour is Heads Up. And with it, when you win it, coming up here in just about 15 minutes, you'll get passes to Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party, which is happening on December 14th. Let me take you dancing. Two steps.
This is going to be so cool. Debuting this song, the dance to this song, a little Q&A. Maybe you could be learning this dance on camera with it. It's just, there's so many elements to this that make it so super cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So all week long in the 6 and 8 o'clock hour, Heads Up is back and a cool prize for you to win. And then coming up here in the dirt, Gwen Stefani announces a big return. Details in 7 minutes. Their list of the 50 best albums of 2020, they gave the number one spot to Taylor Swift with Folklore. It was followed by Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple. And the rest of the top five featured albums from Bad Bunny, Bob Dylan, and Dua Lipa. Some other notables include Lady Gaga and Chromatica, Ariana Grande Positions, and then Miley Cyrus's Plastic Hearts, which just came out, what, a week ago? Maybe 2 weeks ago? They have that at number 23 as one of the best albums of the year.
Man, I'm surprised it got so low. It's so good. I listened to it over the weekend like 3 or 4 times. I would put that at number 2 for the year. I think Dua Lipa was number 1 in my book, at least. Her album was so, so good.
I like this because Mercedes does download the album as soon as they come out. So your ranking is Dua Lipa number 1?
Yeah.
Followed by?
Miley Cyrus.
Cyrus number 2?
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd number 3? Does Taylor Swift Folklore make your top 5?
Yeah, she makes my top 5, but not yet.
So she's number 5. We need number 4 from you.
I would say, I'm trying to decide between two. I'd say Lady Gaga, and then I'd say Taylor Swift.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion.
That's a good rankings. We should post that somewhere. We should, you know, official Mercedes. Hey, if every other website and company can have their top album rankings, why can't
this
Mercedes?
This is mine.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello recorded a new version of the Christmas song, and the proceeds from the song will go to Feeding America, and they actually donated $100,000 on their behalf to Feeding America, and here is some of their version.
Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I love that song. It's pretty. Nice. I love it.
This was big. Gwen Stefani announced Friday her return to solo pop music after years of releasing Christmas-themed tracks and country duets with Blake Shelton. Let Me Reintroduce Myself comes out today.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I like it.
New music from Gwen Stefani. And talking about music, let's talk about Jason Derulo.
Let me take you dancing. 2 steps to the bedroom. We don't need no dance floor.
Heads up, it is back.
And we want to get ourselves a player right now. I know it's been a minute since we played, but don't worry. It was just taking a little break. So let's do this. Caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up to win your way into what's sure to be an amazing experience with this Take You Dancing Zoom party on December 14th. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds in one of 5 categories. You get to pick your category. You get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 in 60, you're going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
That's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. I hope it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
This is cool. Heads Up is back this week in the 6 a.m. hour and the 8 a.m. hour. And when you win it in just about 5 minutes, you'll get passes to Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party on December 14th. Is he like the king of TikTok, would you say?
Yeah, he's pretty big on TikTok. He's got a lot of dances. He does a lot of cool stuff with food. I don't know how he has that body when he eats the way he says he eats. It's kind of insane.
Is he doing like fast food kind of challenges all
the
time?
No, he makes stuff.
Oh,
like
he
makes like a big gigantic cookie in a cast iron skillet and he fills it with Twix and Oreos and M&Ms and covers it in whipped cream and it's like, how are you eating that? It's crazy.
Well, here's the deal. So if you win passes or when you win these passes into the Zoom with Jason Derulo, you might be able to like, ask him a couple questions and you can ask him that. How do you eat so much and stay so healthy?
Yeah, well, probably because he's doing all these TikTok dances.
Well, here's something that probably won't come up during the HBO Max Friends reunion special. Matthew Perry used to make his pregnant ex-girlfriend make drug runs for him. So the woman's name is Katie Edwards, and this was back around 2011, and she did it so that he would not get caught. And she says, quote, He would say, no one is going to pull over a pregnant girl. Don't worry. Katie says sometimes it was pills, cocaine. Sometimes it would be heroin and crack. You never knew what you're going to get. He would even pay her to do it, sometimes up to $4,000 a day. So the good news is, though, is that Matthew is reportedly clean. He's engaged to his 29-year-old girlfriend, and Katie, his ex, says that she's happy for him.
Yeah, it's good that he's got his life on track. That's pretty. That's when you know you kind of hit rock bottom when you're asking your pregnant wife or girlfriend to do something like that for you.
And his ex says she's happy for him, but let me just ditch this dirt about him right now to the tabloids.
Yeah, really? Why is this coming out now?
Rolling Stone has released.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We have our contestant on the phone. It is Francis. Good morning, Francis.
Woo. Good morning, Mercedes.
We are so excited. Heads Up is back. You are playing, and we need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Safety First, Name That Jason, Merry Christmas, Disco Dancing, or Rocking New Year's Eve?
Let's go with Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas it is. Obviously, it is this time of the year, and these are all things that are associated with Christmas, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you need to get 6 and 60 seconds. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I guess I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay. All right.
All right, Francis, here's the deal. You get 6 and 60 seconds. You win passes to Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party happening on December 14th, and you ladies start now.
It's big and it's green, and you decorate it. It is
a Christmas tree.
Yes, this is what you hang by the fireplace for them to be filled.
Stocking.
Yes, this is what you might decorate with candy and icing. Kids love to make these.
Gingerbread house.
Yes, this is the person that comes to your house with presents.
Santa Claus.
Yes, this is what pulls his sleigh.
Reindeer?
Yes. This is, you might decorate your tree with this, wrap it around. It could be sparkly. It could be,
Ribbon?
No, but ribbon is known as, you know what? Let's pass on that one. This is a really creamy drink a lot of people like to have for the
home.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes! You got it, Francis! Congratulations!
Oh, my gosh. My son, Lucas, is
going to
be so excited.
This is great.
Yeah, this is cool. This is something the whole family can enjoy. It passes to Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party on December 14th. Way to go, Francis.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We will have another chance for you to win your way in coming up in the 8 o'clock hour again with Heads Up. That's Kygo and One Rope Public on Mix 94.1. It is 6:34 Monday morning. I feel like my mouth is just getting used to speaking again. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. What's going on here? It is 6:34 Mercedes in the morning. I was kind of feeling that holiday vibe from Heads Up just now. She picked a Merry Christmas category, talking about all the good stuff. And some people texted us on our Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. What was the one you skipped over that you put around the tree? That was Garland.
Garland.
Yes. So we almost got another Christmas tree over the weekend.
Well, you talked about getting one a couple weeks ago because growing up as a kid, you guys had two trees in your house. I think very common for people to get two trees, and you were going to get that phlox tree is what you wanted, but it was a debate in your house, so you Matt didn't want the phlox. You backed out of phlox?
No, I actually ordered it. It was ordered. It was in my... on Amazon. It was ready to come. And if you cancel an Amazon order, you know, close enough to you purchasing it, it's fine. And so I was all excited about it. My daughter was all excited. We found it. We ordered decorations. We hit, you know, buy this now, and boom, it was coming. So my husband comes downstairs and I'm like, hey, guess what? We have a surprise. He's like, what? And then I told him, I'm like, we bought this Christmas tree for the family room. He's like, let me see it. And it was flocked. And he just was like, no, you have to cancel that. That will make a mess. No, please. If you want a tree, we'll get a tree. Just don't get a flocked one. So it was a whole thing. And we talked about it on the air. And so many of you sent me texts and messages about flocked Christmas trees, saying how beautiful they are. And yes, they are a mess, but it's only when you're setting it up and then it goes away. Some people are saying, oh my gosh, it makes a mess all the whole time. So have you ever been have you ever felt one way on a topic and then you did a complete reversal? So this weekend my husband's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go run an errand. I'm like, what errand? He's like, I just got to go do something. He's being very secretive. I was like, where are you going? He said, well, I got to run to Lowe's. I go, are you buying a Christmas tree? And he looked at me. He's like, I wanted to surprise you. I was going to get you a flocked Christmas tree. I'm like, no, position has changed. I don't want a flocked Christmas tree anymore. He's like, what? What happened? I said, the feedback was overwhelmingly that it was messy, and I don't want to deal with a mess. So no flocked Christmas tree. He's like, come on, I've changed my position. He changed his position to yes. I changed mine to no. It was just, we flip-flopped.
You did the flip-flop.
It.
And also, too, I bought a flocked tree once. Very messy in the setup process. Flock everywhere. And then mine smelled like sewage. So maybe I got a bad tree. Where it came from, it was the factory or something, but it just smelled. It was awful. So that was, I'm against the flock, but you guys flip-flopped. You flip-flopped on the flock.
It's so funny. I didn't think I would, because I keep seeing all these beautiful decorated. I follow this Instagram account that is only flocked trees. And it is just, oh my gosh, they are so gorgeous. Khloe Kardashian just put up a tree. Well, she put up like 8, but one that she was focusing on her Instagram story this week was this beautiful flock tree with green and silver ornaments, and it was so beautiful. And I just was looking at that, and I'm like, I just can't deal with the mess. If it's as messy as everyone says it is, I just don't want to deal with that. And I did not know. So what have you completely reversed your decision on, that you were hardcore one way, like, this is my opinion on it, this will never change, and then one day you're like, it changed my opinion. What was it? 702-364-9400. And are you team flocked or team no flock? I'm really, really curious on this one.
I mentioned on Friday I was going to decorate my house, the outside of the house, for the first time. I had kind of a game plan of getting a wreath, and then I was going to get those lights that are like the net, like the blanket you throw on top of a bush. Because I've got 3 bushes in front of my house. I thought it'd be perfect. Easy to do. No problem. I started telling my wife my plans at dinner on Friday night. And she's like, no, I don't know. I don't trust where you're going with this. I don't know. I don't see your vision. This is not your forte. Nope. Go with the wreath. And that's all. Let's just start with the wreath. And that's it for now. We don't need. It's going to look gaudy. Forget about it. I'm like, okay. So that's why I went looking for the wreath on Saturday. Lowe's was too busy, and I ended up ordering one on Amazon. But it was Sunday night, and last night, and we get back from our walk, and my wife, she says to me, she goes, so where's the razzle-dazzle Christmas display? Like, you told me at dinner on Friday that you didn't want any of this stuff. She's like, yeah, I was saying that, but I didn't think you'd listen to me.
Oh my gosh, that's not fair. That is not fair.
I was kind of excited to see what you're going to do, so I kind of figured you'd still go out and do it anyway and impress me with your display. But I'm like, you came to dinner on Friday night. You're like, no, all these no's. And so I'm like, okay, sorry if I listened to my wife. And she's like, I expected you to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And she was disappointed that I didn't do it.
She joins the mean wife club with me, where you send one message and then you all of a sudden change your mind on it.
And then I felt like I let her down on Sunday night by not having any lights up. But still, we're going to stick with this wreath unless I get some extra stuff this week. But it was just, she was such a hard no on Friday night that I didn't put that much effort into looking for other lights outside of that wreath over the weekend.
What's the deal with the wreath, though? Are you like looking for this big, gigantic wreath? Or are you just talking about just a little wreath that goes on your door?
A wreath with lights. Just a wreath with lights. I didn't
see your door?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're making it sound like the wreath of all time. I'm like, wait, man, there's going to be something with this wreath. This is going to be amazing. You could just like literally just go to the grocery store and probably get one of those. Like, this is going to be the big razzle-dazzle holiday decoration, is a wreath on the door, guys.
That's it,
we
baby.
We are going for it. We are going wreath. We are going circular. We are going lights. We are going razzle-dazzle. Ring the doorbell. Look at this circle and woo! Holiday spirit is felt.
People are going to drive by, see lights, lights, lights. Nice, nice. Wreath!
Oh,
whoa,
my
gosh. That wreath has pine cones. I got one with pine cones in it coming.
Oh, wow. I mean, they're going to be like, is this attached to some growth? Wow, this is so fresh.
This is amazing.
Are these real? Wow, you are really going for it on the wreath.
You know, I figured I'd go big on my first Christmas decorations outside the house.
Get a gigantic one and put it like, don't you have like a window that you could hang it out of? I want to say I remember when I went to your house once that, not inside, by the way.
No, outside only.
Outside that you had like a window that had like a, not a balcony, but it kind of looked like a balcony, or am I confusing your house?
I do have a balcony.
In the front?
In the back.
Oh, no. I'm thinking someone else's house. Man, just don't don't go crazy with that wreath, man.
Listen, I'm going to get my lights this week. You get your phlox tree, and let's just be...
I changed my position on the phlox tree, although we just got a text here. It says real phlox trees make a mess, but the fake ones do not make a mess. We just bought one and it did not make a mess at all. Okay, I'm easily swayed. I'm back on team blocked.
Wait, what's a real phlox tree? Throwing real snow on your tree? What's...
No, they have, like, phlox in a can.
Oh, the phlox
ones.
You...
Yeah. Go like that. Just like that.
Because when you walk inside Mercedes' house, you're like, wow, it's snowing inside here.
Wow.
It's snowing on your Christmas tree.
Where did the
tree?
Snow come from? Amazing. How did it get there? Do you have a leak in your roof? Of course. And it snowed in Las Vegas, but only on your house.
Amazing.
How weird.
All right, Hot 3's coming up next. What do we got?
All right, let's talk about... our paychecks. Hopefully some relief is in store, but how many Americans are really, really living paycheck to paycheck during this pandemic? We're going to talk about that. Also, speaking of the holidays, this is the one gift recipient that has really made out like a bandit for the holiday season. We'll tell you who that is. And what decade has the most iconic hairstyles? We're going to talk about all of that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Kane Brown, Be Like That on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning, 8 a.m. Big concert announcement. This concert is sure to put you in the holiday spirit.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3, it's brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500. We go to paulpowell.com.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck during this coronavirus outbreaks. According to a recent survey, Americans are over 60% of Americans say they're now living paycheck to paycheck as the year draws to a close. And 63% say they have cut back on their spending due to the pandemic, while 6 in 10 say that they're doing it to be more cautious. But 49% add it's just because of losing income at work. 21% say they're actually spending more during the pandemic, with the biggest expenses being tied to increased food and grocery shopping.
Do you think you're spending more during the pandemic or less?
I'd say probably less. We're not going out to eat. We're not, you know, we maybe, I think we're spending the same on groceries because we eat at home a lot. But our entertainment budgets have been drastically decreased. No Golden Knights games, no going to movies, no going out to dinners. We're not doing any of that. How about you?
We do dinner, like once a week we'll go out to dinner, but then takeout and cooking at home. So I think our grocery bills have gone up because we are cooking more at home and just having more snacks and stuff at the house, which is kind of weird that we have more snacks now than we did prior to the pandemic, because we're still eating the same amount of meals, but I just feel like we need more snacks around the house to have for some reason.
Just want to get that comfort food.
Yeah, maybe comfort, some chips or something, just a little extra snackies around the place.
Also this morning, know who makes out like a bandit for the holidays? Our pets. Pet lovers, 53% of dog owners and 38% of cat owners say they plan to give gifts to their animals this year. So why do we give animals Christmas presents? Well, 81% of people say they view their pets as members of the family. 58% call themselves their pet's mommy or daddy. And more than half say they talk about their pets more than politics or relations.
Jackson, Zoe, they do get Christmas gifts. The horses get gifts as well. So Santa does. My wife and I don't really do presents, but Santa always does bring something for the pups, which is very nice of Santa.
Is it usually like a toy or something? Or, I mean, are you getting them full on like, hey, here's a t-shirt from Nordstrom or something?
Yeah, Zoe gets a new purse. And
sweet.
Yeah, Jax gets a bicycle. It's usually a toy is what they get.
A toy, yeah. That's typical.
Or treats, some special treat or something. I introduced Jax to bacon for the first time over the weekend, and he loves it. He's going nuts for bacon.
Shocker. I mean, I've never seen a dog that did not enjoy bacon. I mean, are you kidding me? He loved bacon. It was so surprising.
I couldn't believe you guys. The dog likes bacon. I should come up with bacon bites or something for pups.
Yeah, that's been done for a very long time. Sorry. Finally, this morning, we'll say this about 80s hair. It may look basically ridiculous by today's standards, but you will always know when you see it. According to a new survey, women say the 80s are the decade with the most iconic hairstyles. The 90s came in second, and the 70s came in third. The survey also found the average woman says she has had 6 different hairstyles in her life, and they've also dyed their hair 4 different colors and had 4 terrible haircuts.
6 different hairstyles. Can you look back on your life and pinpoint 6 of them?
Yeah, if you go back to when I was a child, Definitely. You know, I had like my dad cut my hair real short when I was little because he wanted me to be a boy. Growing up, I grew my hair out. Then I used to like wake up every morning and curl my hair. Then I got into this phase where it's just long and straight. And now I kind of go back and forth. Sometimes I straighten it. Sometimes I curl it. I had short hair. I've had long hair. I've had everything in between, basically.
That's good. That's like a good flow.
I'm trying to think of like the, okay, so the 80s hairstyles, you have like feathered hair, mullets. What else was there from the 80s? Like just the guys had the feathered look too.
Mm-hmm.
90s, all I think about is the Rachel from Friends, basically.
Yeah, and then late 90s, guys getting highlights.
Okay, yeah. What about 70s? Where, like 70s was kind of feathered too, I guess, right?
Yeah, I just think longer hair too. Like a lot of guys had long hair in the 70s, 60s as well.
I feel like now today's haircuts are pretty simple. There's not a whole lot to it. I wish there was more interesting hairstyles. I think we've all just kind of like, especially now with this pandemic, it's like bun, top knot.
Least amount of effort to go into the hair. Coming up next hour, we do have the dirt. What is the Clooney effect and why do companies want it? I'll explain coming up at 7:15.
It's Halsey on Mix 94.1. It is 6:59 Monday morning. Thank you guys for joining us. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We are back. Nice little time off and just kind of some relaxation. Saw Santa Claus over the weekend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
At a distance. That was very exciting. How was your weekend?
It was nice. It was a nice relaxing weekend. I went out to dinner Friday night with my wife. Got to the gym a little bit over the weekend. But Sunday, I just sent you a picture, Mercedes. My buddy, who is a cop, by the way, comes out to, he lives in an apartment complex, comes out to his car on Sunday morning. I just sent you a picture of his car. His Honda Accord. Did you get the picture?
Yeah.
You notice anything about that picture?
Yeah, I definitely noticed. Do you want me to say it or do you want to say it?
Well, go ahead. What do you see? What's wrong with that
car?
There's no tires on it. Like someone stole all four tires off of my buddy's car on Saturday night. At some point Saturday night, they went in there. They stuck the car on blocks. You can see if you zoom in by the tires, they stuck the car on blocks and they stole all four tires off of his car. And he's a cop too. I think it's maybe a sign of the times that people are kind of having to do this kind of stuff. Maybe this person needed four tires, but have you had anything odd stolen from you? All four tires gone.
That had to take a while. I'm surprised no one noticed that was happening. Or can you, is it like a NASCAR pit crew? Can you literally go in there and be like, and just take them all off? How considerate of them to put them on blocks, though.
Very considerate.
Very kind. Very kind.
Very kind criminal.
Nice job, thieves. But that's, of all things to take, I mean, were they special tires? Was he like rolling on dubs or something in his Honda Accord?
In his text message, it was just standard rims. Stock rims off his Accord. Stock rims were stolen off of his Accord.
Wow. Yeah, that definitely, I think, is a sign of the times. I mean, it's really, it's tough. Not making any excuses by any means.
No,
but
no.
What an odd thing to steal from someone.
And here's something interesting, too. I had another buddy that had something odd stolen, and he lives up in Utah, and this was... He has a basketball hoop outside of his warehouse, and the basketball hoop is held down with two like tractor, really old tractor tires, almost kind the tires that people use in CrossFit where they flip over and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he had two big ones that were holding down the basketball net, and someone stole. They didn't steal the basketball hoop or anything. They stole the two big tires.
Meanwhile, the CrossFit box down the street is like, yeah, look, we got some new equipment, you guys. Let's talk to Heidi here at 702-364-9400. What's the odd thing that you had stolen from you? What was it? Oh, it's Heidi. Ready? Is it Heidi?
It's Heidi.
Heidi, good morning.
Good morning. We had all four of our tires stolen, too.
Over the weekend or just at some point?
Ours was like 3 or maybe a month ago. There's a ring. Jason from live in Summerlin.
Well, you kind of what about Summerlin? What was that?
There's like a big stealing your tire thing ring in Summerlin.
Oh, my buddy lives in Summerlin. Yeah, he's on the west side of town. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's a tire ring going on in Summerlin. Uh oh.
Yeah, ours got stolen. They're in and out in about 10 minutes. Between 1 and 5 a.m. And they put our car in bricks, too. They're very nice, and they do a good job.
Well done. Where was your car when this happened? Was it in your driveway or was it in a parking lot somewhere?
It was across the street. So the house across the street from us faces the other way. So there's like a long, there's a long place to park. So it was parked out there and we got up and at 6 in the morning Saturday morning at 6 a.m. and walk out and all four tires are gone.
Oh my gosh. Have you considered it might be your neighbors who were upset that you were parking in front of their house?
and I thought about that. I'm like, the kids across the street, they are very crafty. But then when I saw other posts on Facebook, like, look at my car. And these guys, the car was in the driveway.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, my buddy's in looks like a gated community, but anyone get into a gated community and steal tires? But this probably the same thieves. Very courteous. Four blocks it's on.
That's crazy. Heidi, thank you so much for calling. I'm so sorry about your car. Let's talk to Natalie. Natalie, what weird thing did you have stolen from you?
I had my passenger side door stolen, along with the same side hubcap and my jack.
The door?
Why
would someone steal a car door?
I have no idea. I thought that my window had been busted out, and then the closer I got to looking, my whole door was gone.
Now, I know you can drive Jeeps without doors. Can you drive a car without a door? Is there anything illegal about that? You could still, I guess you can still technically drive it.
I don't think so.
No?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think you can just drive a car without
Jeeps
a door.
Don't have doors. I don't know. Why can't you do a car without a door? Sorry about that, Natalie.
Oh, my gosh. That is so weird. Someone just walking by like, hey, there's a door that we could use. Let's take theirs. I don't understand it. We just got a text here says, we were robbed right after we were married. Way back when Disneyland still had tickets for a ride, they took all our old Disneyland tickets and all my 90s, plus a camera, quarters for the laundry, and a clock radio. That's from Karen.
They took her 90s. Interesting.
I'm trying to put myself in that person's mind. Like quarters, okay, yeah, cash. A camera, that could be worth something. Well, who doesn't love Disneyland? You have tickets, so let's we're going to Disneyland. Oh, but when I sleep, I could really use something sexy/comfortable. Let's go with these 90s. I'm going to take that. I just don't understand it.
Very odd and clever crooks out there. All right, we have the dirt coming up next. What is the Clooney effect, and why do companies want it? Details in about 7 minutes. The weekend, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and this week, Heads Up is back. When you play Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, and when you win it, you're going to get passes to Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party, which is happening on December 14th.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Well, first it was toilet paper, then it was hand sanitizer and bleach, and now there's a massive run on Flobies, the self-haircutting system that looks like a vacuum cleaner, actually attaches to your vacuum cleaner. But it's not because of the pandemic, it's because of George Clooney, who recently revealed that he's been using a Flobie, or so he says, to cut his own hair for more than 20 years. The vice president of Flobie says sales have gone up tenfold over the past week, and they've completely sold out.
I had a TikTok made me do it effect. I saw a TikTok where this girl posted these leggings she bought, and the way they made her butt look, I was like, no way. So I ordered them, and I got them, and I made a TikTok, and there's like witchcraft in these leggings. I don't know what is in there, but they lift up your butt. They make it look like big and juicy.
Did you TikTok your buttocks on?
Well, not like she did. I did a side view, but I was just
it worked,
like,
really?
Oh my gosh. And then, yeah, then people were messaging me. I'm like, I got them where she got them. people are messaging me that the link doesn't work anymore. I guess they sold out. I would love to give you guys the deets on that, but if you want to try it, I remember the name brand was... Oh, what was it? C something. Hold on one second. Because everyone keeps messaging me that saw that. Oh, man. I'll have to find it. But
yeah, let us know.
The leggings, they were... Oh, C-Sum. C-Sum leggings. S-E-A-S-U-M. S-U-M. Look for the ones. It's kind of got a weird pattern on it, which turned me off at first. But once they're on, oh, you don't even notice that. It's like, whoa, these are magic.
The results are just amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was the Clooney effect for me.
Will you get all in on these? Post Malone and Crocs, they're together again. So Post Malone already has his own collaboration with the company. Then this week, they plan on rolling out their fifth. This will actually be their fifth collaboration together. The latest will be the Post Malone X Crocs Duet Max Clog 2. It will also be coming out alongside some charms you can dress your Crocs up with.
I can't get on the Crocs trend. I'm not a fan, but I did jump on one of his other endeavors, and that was his Maison number 9.
Oh, is it good?
The rosé. Uh-huh. It's delicious, and it's so reasonably priced. I was very surprised. It's not super expensive. I think it was like $19 a bottle, so it's good stuff.
Which is better, the Post Malone or the John Bon Jovi wine?
It has been a long time since I had the Bon Jovi one. I guess just because I had it more recently and I like it, I'm going to say Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
All right. Zach Bagans, the ghost hunter, is adding to his collection at his haunted museum here in town. He spent $11,000 at an auction and scored one of the creepy dolls that was used in the first installment of Child's Play. $11,000 for a movie-used Chucky doll. Now, you were Chucky for Halloween. Have you seen all the Chucky movies?
I've never seen one.
You haven't seen one of them?
But yeah, I still dressed up like him for Halloween.
You're spot on, too. And I forgot this, that Zach is dating Holly Madison. I forgot that the two were an item.
Yeah. I totally forgot she got a divorce from Pasquale.
Yeah.
So I was just, I saw something about that the other day. I'm going, oh, totally spaced that.
This song I gave Nathan Apodaca. Dreams gave Fleetwood Mac a resurgence this year. Well, it's a big year for Stevie Nicks. She just sold an 80% stake in her music catalog for $100 million. So this deal includes tracks from her solo career with Fleetwood Mac, including Edge of 17, Landslide, and the song Dreams.
It must be a thing because I just saw this morning, too, that Bob Dylan just sold his music catalog more than 600 songs in what may be the biggest acquisition ever of a single act's publishing rights.
Dang.
Are they, like, this makes me sad. They're estimating that his deal is worth more than $300 million. But are they thinking, okay, you know, I'm towards the end of my life and I want someone to own this stuff? Like, that makes me sad, but I also understand it.
Well, and interesting too about the company that bought Stevie Nicks' catalog is they plan on using it commercially. So we'll see Edge of 17, Landslide, that song Dreams. They're for sale now. You got a product, you want to sell it and use one of those songs, you can reach out to this company. I'm sure it's going to cost you a lot of money,
yeah.
But Stevie Nicks never used her songs commercially in that way. And now this company owns the rights to them. They're going to, here we go, Landslide ice cream. Who wants some money?
Make some money on it, you know?
Concert announcement. We have a big one coming up this morning at 8 a.m. It's going to put you in the Christmas spirit. We'll tell you all about it in just about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and that is BB Rexha with Florida Georgia Line Meant to Be. We are going to play that new one from Justin Bieber, Holy, coming up. Also, some Mood from 24 Karat Golden on the way. So it is 7:28, and maybe a lot of people have been doing a little Christmas shopping over the weekend. I know I kind of wrapped things up. I got a couple of extra things for some of my friends, just little stocking stuffer type things. And I don't know about you, but is there a business that you think is just making major money because of the pandemic? Because I bought one of those Christmas ornaments. We get one every year. It's a family Christmas ornament where they write your name on it, like Mom, Dad, Sophie, Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And we get one for that year. So this year they have them with masks on. And it's like, you have to get them.
Yeah, you have to.
Like, those people are probably making tons of money. Everybody wants to commemorate this god-awful year with their with their 2020 mask Christmas ornament.
I'll tell you who's making some bank. And are you making good money, more money during the pandemic? What is your business and why do you see the increase? 702-364-9400. Because every year around Christmas time or maybe that three-day weekend in January, my wife and I like to go to Joshua Tree for a couple of nights. And we have our favorite Airbnb. This guy's got three of them on the same property. And we did the past 3 years. And so just over the weekend, we started to look. We have some time off coming up during Christmas time. And I started to look. Let's see, what couple of days could we go there? And we're normally fine booking a month in advance. And usually it goes from $250 to $350 a night. It's on the pricey end when you're hitting that $350. But I looked, and I just picked two random nights. $1,500 a night. $3,000. It was actually over. It was like $3,200 with all the fees and stuff that go into Airbnb sometimes. It was like $3,200 for a two-night stay. So then I'm punching in more dates. Just picking odd dates. Like, okay, maybe January, the week after everyone gets back to work after New Year's Eve. Still the same price. I think people are
That's insane.
Isn't that nuts? I think people are looking to just get out of town and go someplace secluded. And they're obviously paying it because this guy, his rates aren't dropping.
Do you know the owner since you've stayed there before? Could you reach out to them outside of Airbnb and try to arrange something?
We have his email address. We've emailed every time we stay there just saying it's such an awesome place. But
I would do it that way. Not that it's going to be like that much less, but just say, you know, is there any room for negotiation on the prices? We've stayed there before. That's a little out of our price range.
But yeah, a little out of the price range. Woo!
That's a lot of money.
But I was looking at other places too, and they're all kind of in that ballpark. So they're obviously people are paying that price. So the guy is making bank right now on his Airbnb. He's got three of them on this one plot of land.
What's the business that is just making a ton of money because of the pandemic? Unfortunately, so many businesses have been affected in a negative way, but do you run one that actually is doing better now than you've ever done before? Or maybe you work for one? And if so, I'm just really curious as to what it is. 702-364-9400. I think that a lot of these places, like if you have a cabin or you live by a beach and you're on Airbnb or VRBO or something, you've got to be making some really good money because people want to get away, but they want to get away safe and they don't want to have to stay. I don't know how the situation is with hotels right now, but that has got to be something that you're making some good money on right now.
I've got another buddy who works. He doesn't own the company. He works for the company. They do plexiglass stuff. And right when stuff started to open back up May, June, things started to open back up, they were going to start to venture into making custom plexiglass for businesses. And he reached out to me about potential advertising. Who would he talk to at the radio station or getting the word out? And so I reached out to someone here at the radio station, and then like a week or two went by, I reached out to my buddy. I'm like, hey, are you still going to do the advertising with the station? He's like, don't need it. It's nonstop.
Oh,
we can't
my
stop.
Gosh. Yes. That's so
Everyone
funny.
Wants it. He's like, we are gangbusters. No, I don't need any advertising. I need help is what I need. So his company, I'm sure it's still doing well now, but when businesses started to open up and they had the custom plexiglass wherever you work, his company was the one that was making it and installing it into businesses.
That's so funny. You just jogged my memory. Over the summer, we did our home renovation, and at the beginning of it, the company that we were using, they're like, yeah, we'd like to do some advertising and da da da. And I was like, oh yeah, here's who you get in touch with. And they had a meeting, and then like a month later, they're like, I'm like, are you going to do that? And they're like, no, we're slammed. All of a sudden, we're just like, everyone's coming at us. It's like, wow, everybody had the same idea at the same time. That's just crazy. Let's talk to Chris at 702-364-9400. Hey, Chris, what business is making a ton of money right now because of the pandemic?
Good morning, JC and Mercedes. My name is Chris. I own a company. It's a crime scene cleanup, Clearview Biohazard. And we're doing more because of the epidemic with the COVID-19 cleaning and disinfecting. And unfortunately, we're seeing more suicides nowadays due to the COVID-19.
That is terrible. As far as the cleaning, as far as staying, you know, safe, I love that part of it. Businesses are doing their part. But yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that suicides are up, and that is just heart-wrenching. That's not a way that you wanted your business to do better.
No, but it sounds like it's other cleaning and stuff. But just to see that rate, and I think we all kind of knew that the rate was going up, and just so sorry to hear that. And we appreciate the call, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Let's talk to Bailey. Bailey, do you know a business that is doing better because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so I actually work at an independent thrift shop, and our donation numbers are just skyrocketing because everybody's cleaning out their houses. I'm like, we don't want this anymore, so we'll just take it to the thrift shop.
I know. Seriously, I was thinking about doing that and just giving it all away, and then my girlfriend talked me into opening what's the account that you sell? You have one.
Oh yeah, Poshmark.
Poshmark. Yeah, she's like, you gotta just open up your own Poshmark store and do it yourself. That way you can make money instead of giving it all away. And I'm like, oh, but I don't want to take pictures and upload.
Oh no, it's easy.
Stuff.
Just do it. Pay your kids.
I have one. I've uploaded a couple things, but I don't know, man. It seems like a lot of work.
No. Once you start doing it, it's not that bad. Just put throw a couple photos up. Everything else is taken care of. And then once the money starts coming in, that's when it's nice.
Yeah, that I guess. But then that would mean I have to clean out my closet, which I keep putting off.
Yeah.
I have not gotten to that. I told myself over Christmas break I'll do it. That's a lie, but I'll try.
Good intentions, Mercedes. All right, we got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do we got?
All right, we are going to talk about restaurant workers. They're seeing a spike in this during the pandemic. It's not a good thing. We're going to tell you what it is. Also, we're going to talk about food delivery. What are the big food delivery trends this year? They're deeply unhealthy and deeply delicious. I'll tell you that much. And as far as meeting your birth mother or birth father, you might want to kind of set a good impression the first time you meet him. Well, this guy wanted to deliver a funny impression and what he did when he met his father for the very first time. We're going to talk about all of that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's 24 karat golden. The song is called Mood. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning, Monday morning. Mercedes, we're about 13 minutes away from that concert announcement. I was just loading up the audio that we need for it, and we needed a lot of audio, which is cool.
This is going to be a very exciting announcement. Make sure you don't go anywhere. It's hard to believe that we actually have a concert announcement. We can't wait to give you the details coming up in just about 10 minutes.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or just go to paulpowell.com.
All right. If you work in restaurants or retail, can you verify this? How has it been for you? 702-364-9400. Restaurant workers in the U.S. saw a spike in harassment during the coronavirus outbreak. Researchers have found many restaurant workers have seen a dramatic increase in sexual harassment during the pandemic, and that harassment is made worse by having to ask customers to follow coronavirus protocols, like wearing a mask. They also have found that 83% of respondents have seen a decline in tips during the pandemic, and 78%, you guys, have seen an increase in hostile behavior from customers who are asked to follow safety protocols.
I'm so sorry that anyone has to deal with that kind of stuff. You would think people would be excited to be out and doing some stuff and just, I don't know, more patience and kindness as the year goes on. We're all dealing with this together, but you see that and you hear about these stories and it hurts to hear that.
Seeing so many of these videos that people have been posting where someone is literally doing their job. They're just doing their job, what their bosses have told them. Implement these rules, stand at the door, make sure people have their mask on when they come in. And then the horrible treatment that they get, just no human being should be treated like that. It's awful. I don't understand why they are doing this to people.
Yeah, and who's not supposed to call and say, yeah, I'm that person. But if you are that person, I think it's a lot of displaced anger, taking it out on a server or someone in a different industry. But I mean, it's not their fault. They're just doing the best they can, trying to make a living.
I have to give so much credit to those people because they keep calm. They're just like, I'm sorry, this is the rule. You are going to have to do this. And they never raise their voice, their temper. I know I would freak out. I'd be like, look, do you want to fight?
I was talking to a friend of mine that's in the gym industry. And he was telling me how he handles people because at this particular gym, and as all gyms, you need to wear a mask all the time. And he was telling me about trying to handle people that don't want to wear a mask and how he does it and tries to diffuse the situation. The first thing he does, he gets them off the gym floor and brings them back to his office, where if they want to go at him, go at me here, not in front of everybody else. Let's talk things out and make sure you get a mask on when you go work out. But the first thing he does is like he gets them off the gym floor and takes them to a side office to discuss things.
Is he able to set up his camera so he can post it on TikTok later? Because that's the first thing I would do. I'd be like, oh, here, check this out. This is good.
I can't wear a mask. Let's go back to my office and talk about this, okay?
No, please. Could you face this way, please? Okay. Now, what did you want to say? Go ahead. Speak loudly.
It's always in the corner.
Here, actually, wear this microphone really quick. Don't worry about it. Just do what I say.
Don't mind this ring light that I'm setting up right now.
It looks like we have a comment here from Cassie on being harassed. Hey, Cassie, what happened to you?
Hi. I work in a restaurant in one of the casinos, and as you know, we are currently doing 25% capacity right now, and not only that, we're reservations required, and it's 4 people max per table. So you can understand that people would get really angry when you tell them that, well, I want to sit with my family, or I don't have a reservation, why do I have to make one? Or please wear a mask.
Yeah. Or can you imagine if you're like have 5 people in your family, the one person who goes by themselves? I would volunteer for that. I'm like, I'm fine with it. I'll go sit by myself.
I'll take my own table. You kidding me?
All right. Also this morning, speaking of food, last year Grubhub released their annual list of the trendiest delivery foods of the year based on the biggest jump in popularity from the previous year. And there was a lot of plant-based food on that list. This year, ain't nobody eating anything plant-based. Grubhub just released its list of the 10 delivery foods that had the biggest jump in popularity this year. And basically, they're all comfort foods, which fits for 2020. Number 5 on the list, cold brew coffee. Number 4, waffle fries. Mm. 3 was some chicken wings. Chicken wing. Chicken burrito bowl was number 2. And the top trendiest food, delivery food for 2020 was a spicy chicken sandwich. Other things on the list included iced lattes, steak quesadillas, fish and chips, strawberry shakes, and roast beef sandwiches. Grubhub also said their biggest single food order of the year was someone ordering 300 bean burritos. The runner-up was someone ordering 250 tacos. Sounds like someone was having a party.
Yeah, right.
Which you're not supposed to be doing.
I had a meatball sub Saturday afternoon. It was the best thing I ever had in the longest time. It was so good. It wasn't a turkey meatball. It wasn't plant-based. It was a true meatball sandwich, and it was so good, Mercedes. It was delicious.
I am so happy for you. Finally, you're going to the dark side. Welcome. We welcome you here.
Oh, yummy meatballs.
This is
meatballs.
Where you should have been this whole time.
Delicious.
All right.
Oh, yeah, one more, right?
Yeah, one more. Finally, this morning, this is what happens when you try to turn a serious life moment into a bit for social media. There's a 40-year-old guy named Doug Henning from Elliott, Maine. He grew up in an adopted family. He's pretty big on TikTok, but after putting in quite a bit of work on Ancestry.com, he actually managed to connect with his biological father. His biological dad, Raul, flew from Columbia to Boston to meet Doug for the first time over Thanksgiving. But because today everything has to be content, Doug decided to dress in a full Buddy the Elf costume and do Will Ferrell's father and son shtick from Elf. Turns out Raul has never even seen the movie, so he was mostly confused and just kind of ignored his son acting like a fool as he walked up to him. Doug said, quote, he probably thought it was a lunatic, but it was a really good way to break the ice. And ultimately, both of them said it was great to come together finally after all these years, even if they did have to devote some of their time together to watching Elf so that he completely understood what was going on. If you see the video, it just I feel so bad for the guy because he's like, my son, and he's like, dad, like totally in character and everything.
Is he dressed up like the elf?
Yes,
like, oh,
he's
my
got
gosh.
The whole, and he's holding the sign that says dad or so. Oh my gosh, it was so awkward, but this nice man was just super excited to meet his son. So yeah, I'll try to find it and post it if you guys want to check it out. It's really awkward.
Dad's like, oh my god, wait, when's the next flight back home?
Yeah, can I please go back to Columbia?
Okay, coming up in about 6 minutes here, we have a big concert announcement. All the details are on the way. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Can't say boots without saying with the fur because of that song ever again. Mix 94.1, Flo Rida. It is 8:01, Mercedes in the Morning, and you guys have been waiting for it. We're actually a little late. I'm so sorry. It's 8:01, but we have a huge concert announcement to make right now.
This is big. Mix 94.1 in Lake Las Vegas presents the Radio.com Acoustic Christmas Concert, where your favorite Mix artists we'll be spreading holiday cheer.
It's happening on Saturday, December 19th at 7 o'clock right here on Mix 94.1. And it features so many amazing acts, including Kelly Clarkson. Megan Trainor. The list goes on and on. We have Keith Urban.
I bring the magic. I bring the lights. I'll make you a star.
How about a little Train?
I'm loving all these Christmas songs too.
I know. But it doesn't end there.
What?
Rob Thomas. Dolls.
Oh, this is their new one.
This is huge. Dan and Shay is also part of things. And Ava Max. How is that for a lineup? The radio.com acoustic Christmas concert. December 19th, right here on Mix 94.1.
That's going to be huge.
Oh, my gosh. So many great artists. If you want more information, just visit our website, mix941.fm. Sorry that that was a little bit late. Oh, man. I'm glad I'm an adult, because when I was younger, did you ever have a house rule?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That was only, well, you thought maybe other houses did it, but then you maybe realized as you got older that it only applied to your house. We had a late rule in my house when I was younger. It was brutal. So if you were late for anything, for every minute you were late to something, you were grounded for a day. So since that announcement, we were supposed to do it at 8, and it technically happened at 8:01, I would have been grounded for one day.
Not to get real technical, we were 8:01 and 44 seconds.
Well, it didn't hit 2.
Okay, so not a day and a half. Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow. So if mom and dad says, Mercedes, dinner's tonight at 5 o'clock, and you roll in because you're hanging out with the neighbors at 5:03, you got 3 days of being grounded?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember when I was a teenager, and I had my curfew was like, it was at 10 o'clock. At one point, my dad moved till 11, so I don't remember which one this fell into. I was supposed to be home, and I was, oh my gosh, I was like an hour late. So they told me I was literally grounded for 2 months, and they made good on that.
What was the grounding in your house? Just no friends, no TV?
Couldn't go out with my friends. I could still do TV. I just couldn't go out with any of my friends.
Oh.
And that was brutal. So what was your family house rule? The one that you grew up with, and maybe you still follow it to this day. 702-364-9400.
I remember we were late to getting cable television. We got cable TV when I was in high school, and I was so excited because I could finally watch MTV at my house and turn on MTV. And so I would sit there, and my brother and I would be downstairs. We'd be watching MTV, and my dad came in. He goes, "No MTV." "What? Why can't we watch MTV?" "Because this is a television, not a stereo. You want to listen to your music, you go upstairs." So we had a TV upstairs, and when my sister moved out, her room was converted into like a game room, so we had a TV up there. So we had to go upstairs to watch MTV. We couldn't watch it downstairs because it was a television, not a stereo.
Wow. And to this day, do you still follow that? Do you listen to music on your TV?
I don't watch MTV too much anymore, but anytime I would turn on MTV, and it was in my apartment when I first moved out to Las Vegas, and I turn on MTV and watch whatever was on, I would sit there going, I can turn it up loud and listen as much as I want. I don't have to go to my bedroom or upstairs because, yeah, it's true. It's not a stereo, Deb, but it's a television. And you can play a television loud. That's all right.
Yeah, it's hard to get into that rhythm if you have done something a certain way for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden you have the freedom. Like, wait, what do I do with this freedom? I don't know. One that we still do in my house is that we were not allowed to say the phrase, "shut up."
Oh, same here.
In when I was a kid. And so to this day, we do not say that to each other in my house. You are not allowed to say "shut up."
I think that's a great rule. Because think about it. You tell someone to shut up, that's pretty intense.
It's pretty rude, isn't it? It makes me cringe. Like, if you're just joking around with someone, like, oh, shut up. Yeah. Even then, though, I kind of feel bad after I say, but yeah, in my house, we are not allowed to say shut up.
That's, I think that's a great one. I still try not to use, I don't think I use that. That's not in my vocabulary because of my childhood. We just couldn't say it either. When I was, I graduated high school and I went to community college for about a year and a half. So I was 18, living at home, going to college. I had to go to the local laundromat to do my laundry. I couldn't use the downstairs, the wash and dry that was in the basement. I had to drive to the laundromat and do my laundry because my dad said, you're 18. Your mom's not your maid. I'm like, well, can I just use our washer and dryer? No, you got to go to the laundromat. So I had to drive to the laundromat to do my clothes.
Wow. 702-364-9400, the weird house rules you grew up with. This one says, speaking of not being allowed to say things, we were not allowed to say fart. We had to say Barney. And that's how I got my nickname. Barney? Like, oops, sorry for the Barney. This one says, I wasn't allowed out until my bed was made. I'd get called home from friends to make the bed. To this day, I still don't go anywhere unless my bed is made. I'm with you on that one. That's, I feel dirty, like physically dirty if my bed is not made. I don't know what it is.
Even like coming home, going to bed, if for some whatever reason the bed was not made, I still make it and have to make it nice and neat before we climb into the bed.
Yes, it just feels different.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not made, it doesn't feel right.
Mm-mm.
Laura says, I don't swear in front of my mom. It's a respect thing. I remember, like, as an adult, the first time I swore in front of my mom, I said, like, the S word or something, and I part of me was, like, cringing, like, am I getting in trouble for saying that? And I looked at her. She didn't even do anything. I was like, oh, wow, I can say that in front of her now.
We just did that huge concert announcement. If you missed all the details, here they are.
Radio.com and Mix 94.1 want to spend the holidays with you and some of our best friends.
Hey, everyone, it's Megan Trainor.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kelly Clarkson.
Christmas. Hey, this is Rob Thomas.
And we're Dan and Shay.
Hey, it's Pat Monahan from the band Train.
It's Christmas time.
And a special performance from Keith Urban. It's Radio.com's Acoustic Christmas on Saturday, December 19th at 7 p.m. on Mix 94.1.
Trust me, it's really good.
We'll bring the stories and the songs.
Yes.
You bring the eggnog. Sponsored by Lake Las Vegas. Time to move up. LakeLasVegas.com and Mix 94.1.
It's Kane Brown. Be like that. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And check this out. In 5 minutes, we have for you your passes to Jason Derulo's Take Your Dancing Zoom Party, which is happening on December 14th. Those passes are yours when you win Heads Up.
I felt so bad for my child over the weekend. It was the saddest thing. Kids are having a tough time as it is right now, just with this pandemic. And some kids are going to school, Clark County public schools. They are still doing the home learning program. And so my daughter is like nonstop. She is always doing schoolwork. And on Saturday, I thought she was going to be able to have a little bit of a break, like enjoy the day. We kind of got up early. We did some stuff. She and I did some stuff around the house, and we went outside and we were just relaxing. She's like, I gotta get home. I gotta go work on some school stuff. I'm like, Saturday? Really? What do you have to do? She's like, I have to build a roller coaster.
She has to, wait, what? Build a roller coaster?
A roller coaster. And I had the same reaction. I go, a what? She said, I have to build a roller coaster.
They give like a construction set you got to put together?
I thought maybe like online, like, you know, maybe kind of design one.
Isn't
or
that
something
like a virtual
PowerPoint
game?
PowerPoint or like, something. Yeah.
Like roller coaster tycoon
like,
or
like
something.
Like Roblox or something. Yeah. I was like, oh. And she goes, no, actually, like in person. And it has to work. I have to put a marble in it. And it has to like go all the way through. And I'm like, hold up a second. You have to build a roller coaster. She goes, yeah, out of paper.
Out of paper?
Out of paper.
Because as soon as you said that with a marble, I was thinking get some paper towel tubes.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect. We actually, she ended up using some of those because I had to unravel some paper towels so she could use it.
Uh-huh.
But so she had to make a paper roller coaster. So she started around 11 a.m. and I'm like, wow, this is going to be quite the, it was for physics. So when she's all said and done, she's supposed to take the marble and, you know, time it, do the velocity and da 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 da. So 11 o'clock, I'm thinking, wow, this is going to take her a long time. I bet she's in there in the dining room because that's where she set up everything for like a couple of hours. So a couple hours go by, and I check on her, and I walk in, and she's just in tears, like full on tears. I'm like, what is wrong? She's like, everything I do is falling apart. She's like, I can't get it. And she only had, it had to have a loop-de-loop in it.
Wait, what?
I know.
Couldn't you take a Hot Wheels track and just put tape over it?
That's what my husband said.
See, Matt, I was going to say, that's what we would have done, right?
My husband's I could go buy something and we could cover it in paper. I'm like, no, she's not cheating.
I'm right there with you, Matt. Oh, we're going to get A's, I tell you that much.
So I'm like, can I help you at all? And she's like, I don't know how. So I'm on YouTube looking at paper roller coasters. How do you make a paper roller coaster? There's templates online where you can like download them and you can cut them into shape so you can make like a loop de loop. There's like to make a turn, to make a spiral. Like there's just all this stuff.
And I'm sorry to keep interrupting because I have so many
questions. No, you're fine. But keep interrupting.
So I'm envisioning this is like the down that she have to then have like the marble would go on a curve as well, like a whole thing.
It was basically she would cut strips of paper and then she cut them long ways and then she cut little bits into the sides and then you kind of fold them and tape them. She must have used three rolls of tape at least.
Mm-hmm.
So then she had to build these little bases to hold it, like that went up. And when it was all said and done, she finished on Sunday morning. She finally got it. She put the marble in and we're all just watching like, oh God, please let it go through.
Yeah.
So the marble starts, there's a turn. It goes down. Then it comes to this peak and then it goes down. And this is the test. Will it make the loop de loop? Please make the loop de loop. It makes the loop de loop. We're like, and then it has just one more piece. It has to go through that like circular. Remember the Royal Flush at Wet n Wild where it's like you kind of went around.
You had to design one of those out of paper?
She had to make, not me, her. But so when it was all said and done, she started at 11 a.m. Saturday. She was doing it till 11 p.m. Saturday with a break for dinner. We made her come and have dinner with us. Then Sunday morning, she had to finish it up and she finally got it done. It was the hardest school project I have ever seen a kid have to do in my entire life. And there have been a ton that I've done, that she's done, that my little one has done. This was the hardest project I've ever seen her have to do in my life. It was insane.
And did you guys have marbles at the house? I'm thinking the whole thing is done. Wait, you don't got a marble? No one's got a marble.
they provided the marble.
Oh, they sent marbles to the house?
At the beginning of the school year, they all, and she's probably wondering, why do I have a marble here? Like, what's going on? But what was the most stressful or hardest school project you or your kid ever had to do? 702-364-9400. This text just came in. It said, my daughter had to build that paper roller coaster too. It took all day. That was so insane. I don't know if she has a picture of it.
Yeah, please. And then with the roller coaster, a regular roller coaster, you start in your little cart there and you go up. Did you have to make something to elevate the marble?
No,
you just start at the top
and
drop it. Oh, thank you, Professor.
This is not hers. This is her friend's. Because she was so stuck, she had her her friend send her a picture of the one that she made,
uh-huh,
just so she could kind of get an idea. So I'm sending it to you. Her friend's came out really good.
Am I missing something? I don't have any kids, but when I was a kid, we didn't have to make a roller coaster out of paper. We had to do that volcano thing, which my dad helped out on, and he had to make it explode with using, I think it was baking powder and something else.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on a rerun of the Brady Bunch.
That's what we had to do. And it was a cool-looking volcano.
We never had to do anything like that. That's crazy.
What? Your Sophie's girlfriend?
This is her girlfriend's,
with a windmill around it, though?
Yeah. See? And they had to have a theme. Hers was a farm theme. But Sophie's was Coco. The movie Coco. She made a Coco theme.
And you have to build the things to hold it up high.
Yeah, those are made out of paper too. It's all made out of paper.
I don't see any loop-de-loop in this girl's one.
It's at the very
end. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Uh-huh,
at the finish line.
Yeah.
It's an awesome one. Tell her friend to give her an A.
She deserves an A. So, yeah, it was literally, there were so many tears in my house over the weekend. I felt so bad because literally, I'm too stupid to be able to help her make something like that. But I was taping stuff and trying my best where she needed help or cutting things and stuff. This one says, I remember having the same school project to build a roller coaster for 8th grade science about 15 years ago. Lots of work, but it ended up real cool. This one says, we had to make an invention where a machine did a common thing like turn off our alarm or brew coffee. Wow, you guys must have been so advanced, or I was just so dumb,
yeah.
Or my school sucked, because I don't remember doing anything that difficult.
Invent a machine that turns something on? It's got to be smart to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sounds like...
Out of paper, too, by the way.
Yeah. When you're dealing with stuff like that, with electricity or whatever, that's crazy. But the paper roller coaster, if anyone had that... My condolences. I felt she was so happy last night just to have that done. Just like, oh, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Well, the upside is, at least being homeschooling, she doesn't have to take a bus in. Because guaranteed, when I was a kid, whatever project was, riding that bus 58, into Our Lady of Mount Carmel, that whatever project was got ruined.
Well,
it was the bumpiest bus ever.
Supposedly, that project is normally a group project when they're in school. She's like, this is a group project. I'm doing by myself. Oh. I'm like, don't worry. You always get stuck doing the group project anyway, so it's just like a normal day.
All right. Heads Up is back. We'll tell Sophie I'm so sorry, but she's a smart kid. She got
did
done.
It, yeah.
Heads Up is back. We're looking for caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up. And this is a great prize.
Yeah, we cannot wait to hook you up with this. It's Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party. It's happening on December 14th. He has created a new dance for his global hit, Take You Dancing. You're invited to the party, and you will join him for an exclusive virtual dance party where Jason's going to teach the dance. You can learn the moves. You can ask questions, and maybe you'll get picked to dance on screen at this exclusive virtual event. So caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You get to play Heads Up. You pick your category, you pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you are going to win. 702-364-9400.
Surf Mesa on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning as we do 60 plus minutes commercial free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant on the line. It is Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Ready to do some Heads Up?
I am.
All right. We want to make you a winner. This Jason Derulo dance party, Zoom party. It's going to be so much fun. So pick a category. Do you want to go with Santa's Workshop, Movie Time, Let's Get Social, 38, or The Big D?
Ooh. Let's Get Social.
Let's Get Social it is. All right. So in honor of Jason Derulo and this new TikTok dance, these are all popular social networking sites, okay?
Oh, I'll do my best.
All right. Yeah, do your best. I think you'll be fine. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Wendy, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you'll get those passes to Jason Derulo's Take You Dancing Zoom Party on December 14th. You ladies are starting now.
This is a big with the younger kids. It's got a ghost on the logo. You send them, like, direct.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
Let's pass. Okay, this is all pictures that we post. To make
Instagram.
Yes. This is when you have something quick that you want to say, you send it on. Yes. This is like, I'm going to pass this one. This is the OG Mark Zuckerberg. Yes. This is a dating app, and I believe it's the one that women are in charge.
Match.com?
If it's a B, what kind of a B? Let's pass. No, let's pass. This is what Jason Derulo is very popular on. It's a sound a clock makes.
TikTok.
Yes. This is the one for business if you are working, looking for a job.
ZipRecruiter. Oh, LinkedIn.
Yes. This is the... Missed it by one.
Dang it.
Oh, and I was just about to get to MySpace. I was going to say, this is like the first one. Oh, I'm so sorry, Wendy. Wendy, hang on the line. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get you a consolation prize. That was tough. The first one we got caught up on was Snapchat. Bumble was the dating one. Darn it. That's harder than you think. That was tough. So that means caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. You are going to be our winner instead to get into this Take You Dancing Zoom party with Jason Derulo.
Mix 94.1 in Lake Las Vegas presents the Radio.com Acoustic Christmas Concert, where your favorite mix artists will be spreading holiday cheer artists like Ava Max. It's a laundry list of artists that we have.
Yeah, we're talking Kelly Clarkson, Meghan Trainor, Keith Urban, Train, Rob Thomas, The Goo Goo Dolls, Dan and Jay, and like you said, Ava Max. It's all happening on December 19th, 7 p.m. right here on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or just go to paulpowell.com.
Now, this list may land a little differently after one of the weirdest years ever. The first major poll on New Year's resolutions has just hit. And it seems like we're kind of changing. Well, I wouldn't say changing our priorities, but like I said, they just feel like they're going to land a little differently this year. As far as our resolutions for 2021, have you thought about that? Are you a resolutions type of person at all? What's your whole take?
I'm not really a resolutions type person. I'm not. I'm trying to think of going back to 2020. Did I set any resolutions? I'm maybe goal-oriented. I want to accomplish this next year versus like no drinking, no smoking. I feel like there's a difference between a resolution and a goal. I'm a more goal-oriented person come New Year's Eve.
No, the number one resolution that people are setting for next year is to improve our overall health and wellness. And again, that could be your typical, you know, quitting smoking or watching your drinking or losing weight. But a lot of people are taking it as just making sure you're fit and with this pandemic, if God forbid you get it, that you're able to recover more quickly. Number two is saving money for future expenses. I think this year threw a lot of us for a loop as far as our money situations. And whoa, didn't expect that. Having a more positive outlook in general is number three on the list of resolutions for next year. Getting in better shape, losing weight was on the list. Being better about your budget and creating one new good habit. And I like that one because it's not about quitting something. It's about starting something, creating one new good habit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, there is. Good habits for 2021.
Yeah, I like that.
I also, too, do you feel like you're more prepared now? Like when the lockdown first took place and the supermarkets were overrun, it was panic buying. It really was. Let me buy ham. I'll live off of ham. I don't have any toilet paper. I don't got this. I don't got that. Do you feel you're more prepared now? Like you have more supplies in your house now?
I think that, yeah, probably. But the thing is, I'm not the preparations type of person. My husband has always been that way. If he sees something, he buys it up. And he did that before the pandemic. So we always had a good supply of stuff. Now I'm more aware of it, definitely. But he's always been really good about
that. That's good.
That. Also this morning, here's an easy gift to give your husband. Give him a guys only night. A new study has revealed that husbands who regularly spend time alone with their male friends, whether it's to watch a game, play golf, drink a beer, they feel closer to their wives than men who rarely get the chance at male bonding. Giving a husband the freedom to spend more time with the boys, they say, makes a man feel more independent and masculine, which makes him feel happier with his marriage.
Does Matt do guys nights?
No, especially right now. The thing he does do, though, is he'll go play golf from time to time. He actually goes with our boss, and they're buddies, man. They love to hang out, and they just played golf last week, and they have a great time. And he does come home in a great mood. He just he really enjoys that time. I don't know if it's because it's golf or if it's because it's our boss or if it's a combination of the two, but he always comes home so happy.
I think just getting out of the house and going golfing right now will make anyone feel good coming home.
Just being in the nice weather, too.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, sushi. It's just one of those foods you don't want to mess around with when it comes to freshness. Am I right?
a couple days old. No, totally kidding. Are you kidding me?
I
never take, like, we get sushi once a week, and sometimes with a couple pieces left over, I never take it home.
Yeah, as tempting as it is, maybe you don't pick up your sushi where you're grabbing 8 gallons of gas and a pack of Marlboro Reds. A medical professor from the University of Illinois just shared this case of a 34-year-old woman who ate 5-day-old gas station sushi.
What is she? Did she lose a bet? This is suicide.
That was all of her own doing. I'll repeat that in case you missed any part of it. 5-day-old gas station sushi. So she began suffering hallucinations. She suffered from insomnia and incontinence after she ate it. She had all sorts of tests as doctors were trying to figure out what was wrong with her. And when she was finally rushed to the hospital for seizures, doctors figured out she had a huge tapeworm living inside of her. They gave her a pill to kill it. She made a full recovery. So why did she eat gas station sushi in the first place? She was hungry, but all the restaurants were closed, and all she had in her fridge was the sushi she had bought 5 days earlier.
You know, when she go into the hospital, they're kind of running down to figure out what happened to her. Like, have you changed anything in your diet? No? Did you eat anything weird in the past couple days? 5-day-old gas station sushi?
Yeah. Let's go back to the resolution story I did at the beginning. I resolved not to eat 5-day-old gas station sushi.
I mean, 4-day-old's good. 5 days,
I think it. I can pretty much handle that resolution for the year.
This is Billie Eilish, Mix 94.1. Before
you go. Louis Capaldi on Mix 94.1. It is 8:53. Mercedes in the morning. Welcome back to the work week. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It sounds like you made an incredible discovery over the weekend.
I really did.
Was that this morning or was that over the weekend that you figured this out?
Well, there's a couple of things. One involves you, Mercedes, and Zero Res.
This Zero Res is a carpet cleaning company that I swear by. I love them. I've used them for years. They do tile. They do all sorts of stuff. They're great. I love Zero Res.
I use them as well. They are fantastic. And one of the plus sides is when they come clean your carpets, what's one of the upsides of it?
They don't use detergents. They use this empowered water. It's like alkaline water, basically, that is powerful enough to kill all the germs and things in your carpet.
And they leave
zero residue.
Yeah, zero residue. Zero Res. That was one of those light. I mean, as long as you've been talking about Zero Res, I've been using Zero Res, and that's one of those light bulbs. I just never put much stock into the name.
You never realized that Zero Res meant was short for zero residue.
Maybe at some point I did and forgot about it. But I heard one of your commercials over the weekend. I'm like, oh wow, Zero Res, zero residue.
What did you think Zero Res meant?
I just thought it was the name, like Zero Res. Hey guys, we're Zero Res. They do amazing work at Zero Res. Zero Res. I've interviewed them.
Sometimes you have just one of those, the lack of a better term, dumb moments where you're like, oh, duh.
I know, and I feel like maybe I did know, because Zero Res has been in Las Vegas for a long time. I knew and I just forgot, or maybe just hearing this particular commercial you did over the weekend talking about zero residue. I'm like, oh, Zero Res. Here's another one I had on Saturday. Have you ever had these moments where the kind of eye-opening moments where that light bulb goes off in your head? I'm having lunch with a buddy this past Saturday, and we're talking about books, and I said, I got a book I want you to read. And he tells me, I only like the real thing. I'm like, well, this is a book from the 60s. I got to try to find it then. I'm like, do you use a Kindle? And he's like, yeah, I got a Kindle. I'm like, well, I'll get you for your Kindle, and you can read it on a Kindle. And he goes to me, do you like using a Kindle? I'm like, oh, I got an Amazon Fire. And he goes, yeah, it's the same thing as a Kindle. I'm like, no, it's not. Amazon Fire is different than a Kindle. And he goes, yes, it is. It's just a different version of the Kindle. Because Kindle produces fire. Like, oh, whoa, yeah, you're right. And he's like, tell me you knew that. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I knew that. And my mind will go, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Amazon Fire is just a step of, it's a different version of the Kindle.
Boom. Sometimes it takes you a while. You know, I blame the pandemic. Woo. I blame the pandemic. It's tough. Woo. Sometimes you don't put two and two together. I've had those moments myself. What was your oh, wow moment, your revelation that maybe was obvious to everyone else, but to you, you just now figured it out. 702-364-9400.
I'm like, the fire is a tablet. And he's like, yeah, it's from Kindle. It's in the Kindle family. I'm like, yeah, you're right. In my mind, and that's the only thing, I don't use my Amazon Fire to do anything else but read through the Kindle setup that it has.
Is there anything else? You know, okay. This station is called Mix 94.1. Do you know why it's called Mix?
Because we play a mix of variety.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Coming up is Lady Gaga once again.
That's so funny. What else? What are things that you just figured out?
We talked about like Amazon. Like, does everyone know Amazon A to Z? Amazon within the sign of the arrow A to Z.
The arrow points from the A to the Z and it has everything in between. A to Z. That's pretty cool. I'm trying to think, like, I always look at the FedEx logo and realize that there's an arrow in there that just points forward. And now I can't unsee that. I see that all the time.
Same with the Toyota logo. If you look at it, someone's got a Toyota outside right there. All the letters, it spells out Toyota. and the symbol. There's a T, there's a Y, there's an O.
That one, actually, that took me a long time. Did you know that a club sandwich means chicken and lettuce under bacon?
I did not know.
That's what a club sandwich, that's why they call it a club.
Did you know
sandwich. That? Well, I learned that recently. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't know that.
That's another thing. What else? 702-364-9400. The things you just now figured out. What else here?
Isn't there one with Baskin Robbins and the flavors we learned about recently?
31 flavors?
Yeah, and the logo, like the way the Baskin Robbins, the B and the R, it spells out. You can see the number 31 in the logo
yes,
itself.
Yes, that's pretty cool. I did not know that at all. One thing I guess it's been a while since I've heard this, but it was in the last year. I didn't realize the guy. I only noticed this when I started watching Fuller House when it came on. Mm-hmm. The guy from Aladdin, the voice of Aladdin, is Steve from Fuller House or in Full House. I didn't know that. That was like, whoa, duh. I didn't even realize that.
He was on Full House as a kid?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was. He dated DJ, and now he's on Fuller House as an adult. So that's a good one.
Is he married to DJ?
I don't want to get
Spoiler alert.
What? You can't be asking me these questions.
You don't tell me
you left. People are like, oh, fine, now I'm not going to watch Fuller House.
What a great swerve. If he's not married to DJ, he's married to one of the other sisters?
No, that is not happening. She lost her husband, but they reconnect. I'll tell you that. There you go. I know. It's Fuller House.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.